This is a Clearview Original.
This episode of the Clearview Today Show is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, how's your immune system lately?
Honestly, it's in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What if I told you that similar to our immune systems, which produce more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, which leads to a whole host of health benefits.
I might just gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it is delicious.
I know that's right.
Their grape juice, delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious. Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com right now and use the promo code TODAY. That's T-O-D-A-Y to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, that's promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on your purchase of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Visit their website now. That's MightyMuscadine.com and experience the difference firsthand. Remember, that promo code is TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y.
Welcome to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you can find our show online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the podcast. You can share it online with your friends and your family. Just leave a good review on Spotify or iTunes, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a link in the description so you can do just that.
Today is April the 8th, which means that our date the word is coming to you from James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our soul to another.
Did you just write that?
I think I just wrote that off
wow.
the top of my dome.
That's
Dude,
amazing.
That could be a song.
It could
that
be
could
a
be
song.
Like a legitimate hit worship song.
Too bad it already is.
It's such a simple prayer. Give us, like, help us with the things that we do. Help us with the things that we think and that we feel. He calls us double-minded. And a lot of times we really are, because the things we think about God really are true.
Yeah.
And yet it's so easy to change our minds when the opportunity of sin arises.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We often, we are like, I feel so far away from God. I feel like God doesn't hear me. Well, guess what, friends? God by nature does not change.
Right.
Like that is a core truth about who God is. He is unchanging.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the ones who back away. We are the ones who fall away. We are the ones who lose our way. So it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you, because he never moved in
That's
the
right.
first place.
That's
You're the
right.
one who did.
A word of encouragement that Dr. Shah shared with me is that when you sin, it's, and especially even if you get into habitual sin, it isn't that your faith up to this point has been fake. He told me one time, most of life is coming back to God. And that has stayed with me, because it gives me encouragement that even though your faith may be real, you might wander, you might waver away. It doesn't mean that you have to get saved all over again.
Right,
you have
right,
to
right.
come back to this gigantic revelation. It's just repentance. It's changing your mind and coming back.
Yeah.
And as you guys know, this verse of the day has been brought to you by the Date the Word app. You can download it for free right now on iPhone and Android. Every single day connects today's date to God's word with the hope of making it more memorable for you.
It's right. Monday.
It is Monday.
Monday. I wore my flamingo shirt in honor of it being Monday.
Yeah, you look good. What does a flamingo have to do with Monday?
I don't know.
Just you felt like
it's
honoring
Monday?
It's
just a cheerful bird.
It's just a cheerful bird on a cheerful day. You know, a lot of people, Oprah Garfield style, can't stand Mondays. Here's the good news about Mondays. You get to start the day off with Clearview Today. I want to start the segment off with our Monday segment called All the Small Things. This is where we talk about some of the things that God has done for us, some of those little things in life that give you some pleasure. They're supposed to be really like positive things to start our week off on the right foot. I'm going to choose violence once again. We went to Kannapolis last week. Uh-huh. We are really closing in on wrapping up our album.
Yeah.
This was the second to last session.
Wow.
It was gang vocals. We took the choir. It was a really great time. We went out to lunch. Typically we get lunch just brought to the studio, but this time because we had like, I don't know, like 8-9 people, we went out to lunch, right? Yeah. I'm driving 15 passenger van. And so one of the guys in the choir was like, hey, just back into this parking spot. Now, first and foremost, I don't want to back the 15 passenger van.
Yeah, I already hate that.
If you've ever been to Kannapolis, North Carolina, it's a pretty small place, but it's kind of got like big city vibes. No parking anywhere.
Yeah. It's a lot of those like parallel parking type situations.
Yes. So I'm trying to back this 15 passenger van in. I'm going real slow. The people in the back are like, all right, you're good. You're good. This woman whips into the parking lot. It's just like out of a movie. Just takes the spot right then and there. So I'm like, what in the world? So they're like, all right, you're good. You're good. We'll find another spot. I turn around. Another car's like leaving. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just back into this one. We back in. It still takes me a while. We park. I'm kind of steamed. I'm not going to lie.
Sure.
But I'm in front of my team, right? My worship team. So I'm like, all right, I just got to keep cool. I see this woman step straight into dog doo. Just right in the, she like, oh, she goes, she's like across the parking lot. She goes, oh no. And just takes her shoe off and starts like scraping it. And I got to say, I know this is not godly, but the joy that I felt.
Take that.
That was one of the, I knew the instant it happened. I knew I had the radio show on my mind. I was like, that's going on all the small things.
That's funny. That's funny.
And I needed that.
A little bit of retribution. Some light comeuppance.
A little bit of holy retribution.
Yeah.
Just something to let you know. That was my parking spot. You did something wrong.
Right.
And here's the good news, lady. You have a chance to repent before the Lord.
That's my funny small thing segment.
I needed that. I really needed that on a good Monday.
I think we've all had moments like that where, you know, we feel slighted or we feel like something didn't go our way. And then there's just a small glimmer of like, oh, okay. All right. There's a little bit of balance.
The Lord gives you just a little something to keep you humble. He's like, hey, that wasn't your parking spot. Stuff like that happens. But I'm gonna give you just a little something. A little chuckle, a little giggle. That's what I needed.
Yeah.
That's what I needed. I hope you got your shoe clean wherever you are.
Oh man. Write in and let us know if you were the woman who stepped in, you know, some unforeseen consequences. Write in and let us know. 252-582-5028. Or if you've ever had a situation like that, we'd love to hear from you. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation. In the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning your house, wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. Dr. Shah, I need to ask you, what's the quickest you've ever seen someone get their, shall I say, just desserts? Their comeuppance?
Their comeuppance.
Their I want to say instant payback. So yeah. I've told the story on the intro. A woman stole my parking spot in Kannapolis. And as I was getting out of the car, I saw her step in a pile of dogs. Well, I'm not going to say it on the radio, but I think you know what it droppings, as it were.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Right. Just as like.
For real?
As I was getting out of the van, she stepped right in and she was like, oh, come on. It was like the quickest that I've ever seen, like instant payback.
Really?
Have you ever had a moment in your life where something like that happened to you? Or where you saw, or is this something that just had to
happen? I saw in a movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can you say Tawanda?
Tawanda?
Yeah, there you go.
Tawanda.
I feel like, wait, we've talked about that. What is Tawanda?
Fried green tomatoes.
Oh, yes.
Kathy Bates,
yep, Kathy
when they
Bates.
Take her parking spot,
mm-hmm.
and she backs up because she has just been pumped up by this lady
mm-hmm.
that she's been spending time with at the hospital or at the nursing home. And, I mean, she is like ready to fight
because
mm-hmm. she's usually a very docile, submissive type woman. And then she spends time with...
It's like the Amazon woman, isn't she? I can't remember the... Isn't she the Amazon woman, the woman that Kathy Bates is spending the time with?
No. She's Fried Green Tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
That's set up in, like, in Georgia or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
You haven't seen Fried Green Tomatoes?
I thought I did. I thought the Tawanda was, like, what the Amazon woman teaches her.
There is no Amazon woman.
Okay.
Yeah, this is this lady... who is retelling her life story, although Kathy Bates doesn't know that at the time,
uh-huh.
that she's really talking about her own life, is at this Whistle Stop Cafe.
Okay.
And it's a crazy story.
Gotcha.
The only reason I know is because Nicole likes it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so because she likes it, we watch something like 20 times. And I sit there and I watch it with her.
Not that it's
my favorite story or anything or favorite movie. It's just... It's Nicole's.
Yeah.
Nice. She'll watch it.
That's funny.
So movies like Fried Green Tomatoes. What else? What's that one with Julia Roberts, the Southern movie? What is it? Steel Magnolias.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yeah. These are movies that I have no business watching. No desire to watch.
Burned into your mind because Nicole's seen them so many times.
Because I've 50 times.
So will Nicole watch the same movies on repeat?
Not the same time, but every year we'll watch it at least once.
Yeah.
She's a woman of tradition.
Yeah.
I got you.
And sometimes twice a year. So I watch it.
She's feeling especially giddy 3 times a year.
Fair enough.
So anyways, she pays back.
Right.
Yeah. But I've seen her in movies.
My question is, with this woman who stole your parking spot, did she get out of her car and then step into the... So then, theoretically, had you gotten that parking spot, you would have been the one stepping into it.
It's mighty possible.
Well,
it's mighty possible. I think the Lord was looking out for me in that situation.
Well, the story with the Kathy Bates in Fried Green Tomatoes is that she's about to turn into this parking spot,
mm-hmm.
and these two young girls in this little small convertible just kind of slip right in and they take her spot. And Kathy Bates is like, oh, that was my spot. And they're like, face it, lady, We're younger and faster, or something like that.
That's not what you want to say to Kathy Bates.
I got this woman's movie memorized, okay? And she's like, oh. And then she's like, I've had it. And she backs up her big Suburban, I think it is.
Yeah.
And she rams into that little car again and again.
Do you remember what she said in response?
Crying to Wanda.
Yeah. Yeah. They said, we're older and faster. We're younger and faster. And she says, I'm older and I have more insurance.
That's right.
And she just slams
Oh, but anyways, that's all I could think of since you mentioned a similar story.
Tawanda. That's what I should have yelled to. I didn't say anything. I just
Tawanda.
Went on about my beat.
Yeah, you should have said Tawanda.
I should have been like, Tawanda!
She would have been like, what? I don't, what is happening? That is funny.
You know, but it reminds us kind of what we're talking about today. Is like, you know what? Is it up for me to judge? Is it up for me to judge this woman, this parking lot thief, this parking spot thief? I don't know. Maybe. I sure think it is, but.
Maybe.
Maybe the Lord has something different to say.
Lots of people have lots of different ideas about judging people, especially when it comes to what the Bible says about judging others. But that's what we want to talk about on today's episode. So, Dr. Shaw, what is your daily encouragement for our listeners and our viewers today?
Don't judge.
There you go.
Don't judge.
You know, this woman might have had a really great reason for just zipping in there
maybe.
And taking my parking spot.
Maybe she...
Maybe she needed to clean up after her dog.
Maybe. Maybe she's the one.
Yeah.
Her dog is the culprit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a place to judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our culture right now is before it says something like this. Before you start to judge me, step into my shoes
yep.
and walk the life I'm living. Mm-hmm. And if you get as far as I am, then maybe you will see how strong I really am. Mm-hmm. That's the whole idea behind you can't judge me unless you walk in my shoes.
Yeah.
On one hand, that statement is very inspiring. You've been through so much, mm-hmm. and you cannot understand life the way I see it unless you live my life. But on the other hand, what they're really saying is there is no right or wrong.
Right. Mm.
I have the right to live my life the way I please, the way I live, and you have no right to tell me that is wrong.
Mm-hmm. The underlying implication behind that statement.
Because what's right for me may not be right for you, and what's right for you, which is really what they're getting at, is not right for me.
Right. They're saying life has made me tough enough to do what I see fit.
Right.
Yeah. And you have no say in it.
Right. Yeah. I'm justified in doing this because of my experience.
Right.
Do you think this is even among Christians?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot among Christians.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a fine line where you know you have to have a sense of discernment about people, but at the same time, you cannot just judge them. Because, you know, we often say, you can judge them by their fruits, mm-hmm. but it's really talking about false teachers.
Yeah.
So you don't go around judging people like, well, you know, they're like this and they're like that. Be careful.
So I guess this is my ultimate question, because I've had this question a lot, and I don't know if we've ever talked about it on this show before, but when we say to judge someone, I think what culture and what society out there means is you're not allowed to think less of me. Mm-hmm. You have to think either the best of me or some neutral, but you're not allowed to think less of me. Is that what Jesus says when he says judge not? Or is that what he means? That you can't think less of people?
No, I mean, I don't think that was even in his eyes. I think what he was in his mind, I think what he is really saying is when you call someone a hypocrite, mm-hmm. okay, because that's what Jesus is really doing here.
Right.
You have something in your life that you're doing wrong, and yet you're calling someone else out. Mm-hmm. That's a different issue.
Yeah.
It's not just saying right is right, wrong is wrong. Our culture right now needs a lot of judgment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And immediately we're told, you cannot judge me. This is a free country. I can do whatever. You can, yes, but there are limitations.
Right.
That's right.
I am free, but I'm not free to stab you in your chest.
Right.
Or in your back.
Right.
I am free, but I'm not free to infringe on your rights.
Mm-hmm. I'm not free of consequence, of natural consequence.
Right. So when people say, hey, look, I can be whoever I want to be. If I want to be a guy, I can be a guy. If I want to be a girl, I can be a girl. If I can be like kind of gender fluid, I can do that. It's not your problem. This is my life. I can do this. Now, here's the problem with that. If that's what you want to do in the confines of your home, that's fine. But that's not where it stops.
Right.
It is brought into our school system. It's brought into our culture. Those things become hate speech. When I have a conversation like this, now mm-hmm. this is hate speech, mm-hmm. that I cannot preach on this mm-hmm. in my church. So now there is a problem. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do that behavior in the confines of your home, and it's not going to impact other people, I understand. But most of the time, that's not what they're asking for.
Right.
They're asking for the liberty to do that in your face.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
With your people.
Yes.
And that's where I say, no, I have to call it out.
Right.
Yeah, because the idea behind it is not only am I going to do this, whatever I deem right for myself, but now you have to be okay with and ratify my decision.
Right.
You have to change your perspective
right.
in order to match mine. And right. then that is beyond that that personal liberty piece that you just talked about.
Yeah.
It's no longer just my freedom. It's now I'm infringing upon someone else's.
Right. Like religion. This is a free society, right? Freedom of religion. It's not just for Christianity. Mm-hmm. It's also for Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism. You can do that. But at the same time, just know that the foundation of this nation is Judeo-Christian values.
Right.
It is. So how do you know that? Now you want me to go back and, you know, go over every message that I preach and every article I have written, go back and read those.
Yeah.
There's plenty of evidence of how much the Bible was instrumental in the writing of the Constitution, in the writing of the Declaration of Independence, in the writing of the Federalist Papers. All of that mm-hmm. is coming from Scripture. It's not coming from Islam. It's not coming from Hinduism. It's
right.
not coming from Buddhism. So, yes, you have the freedom of religion, But do know that we're operating from these principles, which do come from the Old and the New Testament.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
So yeah, in a sense, yes, we have freedom of religion, but there is a primacy here.
Right.
And the primacy is not because, hey, since we are more and we are Christians, then you have to kind of bow to us.
Right.
No. This building is built with Christian values.
Right.
To take it down means you have to take down those values. Can't do that.
Yeah.
Because the building will not stand. You say, well, you're getting too confusing. I'm sorry. You need to study history.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And Jesus himself never said not to judge. Right. He never said you can't judge people.
Right.
Like he said, don't judge if you're not willing to be judged.
Right.
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 And so, but I guess that means that as a Christian, really, it is our obligation
right.
to confront sin.
Right.
It's our obligation to judge. And I think it comes back to when we say to judge and when the world says to judge, I don't know if we're saying the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm going a little deeper here on a little bit of a tangent
sure, sure.
when I talk about judging, because I think in the context here, Jesus is talking about the Pharisees and the scribes who were judging others when they had sin in their own lives,
right?
Right? Why do you have, you're trying to pick out a speck from your brother's eye when there's a log in your own eye?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole different issue there. But here I am going in a sort of a different direction, which is where Christians are usually identified as the, you guys are judging us. You're judging us for my morality. You're judging us for my religion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to explain that first before we talk about the hypocrisy in judgment. That's a different issue.
Right. You're saying that Christians are painted as the unfairly judgmental people?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm trying to fix that problem first before we get into even our discussion today.
Well, right. Well, I think that makes sense with what you're saying, because if this nation was truly founded on Judeo-Christian principles, then it's not that we're unfairly judging. I think what you're saying is we are trying to uphold a standard that makes this work.
Yes, which ensures your freedom.
Right.
The reason we don't kill people who are transgender or homosexual is because scripture values human life.
Right.
We do want to have, we want to have values in society. You do have the freedom, but you don't have the freedom to redefine marriage.
Right. Right.
Because that is going to unravel the fabric of our society.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that kind of goes back to what people say, it kind of ties into this judgment argument too, because they'll say, well, you shouldn't not kill transgender people or do that stuff because the Bible says so. You just do it just because it's right. But why is it right?
Mm.
Who said it's right?
Right.
Right.
You know, what if I decide that it's, that it is right, to do that?
So in a sense, I'm going deeper than just, let's just talk about who to judge and who not to. I want to address a situation where Christians are usually looked upon as judgmental people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to put that aside because, you know, so often you hear, oh, I went to church and I felt judged.
Mm-hmm.
By who? You went to the wrong church.
Right.
Because if you really hear Jesus's words, we are to judge our own selves.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, that's it. You should be judging your own self and not trying to judge other people who are different than you. At that point, I'm like, wait, time out.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about something else.
Yeah.
What they are saying is not get the log out of your own eye before you can pull the speck out of my eye. What they're saying is I can have whatever sexual values I want.
Mm-hmm.
I can superimpose my Sharia law on you,
mm-hmm.
and you have to go along with that. That's where I go, wait. We're using the same words, completely different context, but in the end, somehow, me as a Christian comes out looking bad both times.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier. I think it is tough to have this conversation because the same word is being used, but we're having almost different conversations.
Yes, yeah. That's what I know. Our listeners or viewers are like, where is
I'm going with this?
Yeah,
I'm with you. I see what you're saying. We're having two completely different conversations, and both people are claiming that this is the conversation Jesus had.
Right.
I can easily tell you, don't be a hypocrite. Don't try to judge people until you have examined your heart before God,
yeah.
because I promise you have a lot of sin in your life. And everybody's be like, amen, amen.
Amen, brother.
Both sides of the aisle will say amen, amen. But one side is saying amen for a whole different motive.
Right.
Their amen is, that's right, you should not be judging me. Mm-hmm. See, you're Christian, right? You shouldn't be judging me. I can live any way I want to.
Leave me alone.
That's right. No, it's not just leave me alone. It's more like, so you should not be like preaching this from your pulpit about what is wrong and what's right. Because what's wrong for you is not wrong for me. What is right for you is not right for me.
Yeah.
So it's like, whoa, wait, time out.
Yeah.
It doesn't even. Let's dissect this more.
It's not that it makes the Christian look irrelevant. It makes the Christian look hostile.
Yeah.
Harmful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the narrative that's out there.
Yeah.
Is that Christianity is harmful and it's hostile to people who are just trying to live their truth or live their life or live their freedom without them realizing that it's only because Christianity is in place that they have that freedom.
Yeah.
Right. Don't call us judgmental at that point. Mm-hmm. That's not judgmental. That's upholding the very foundation that gives you the right to even exist.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But if you want to talk about hypocrisy, okay, now let's go to Jesus and see what he says about that.
Right.
We can talk about that all day.
Yeah.
And I need to get alone with the Lord and tell him, Lord, I'm a hypocrite. I have sin in my life. I need to confess. Yes. Be glad to do that.
Yeah.
But if you twist that around and make it look like, yeah, you see, Christians should stop calling people sinners. You are. Stop judging people. Mm-hmm. We're all different. Oh, I'm sorry. You just changed the direction of this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True. Very true.
Yeah.
Do you think it's one of the, do you think that's a hang up for people? Do you think that's why that conversation doesn't even happen? Is because they don't know how to address the shift in conversation?
Because I think people like that are very good at twisting things around. Like the statement, judge not that you be not judged.
Mm-hmm.
In the context in which Jesus said that, it was not for a Judeo-Christian values society where morality matters and that marriage is between a man and a woman for life, one man, one woman, or any of that. He was calling out the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was calling them whitewashed tombs. I mean, this is all happening in Matthew chapter 7. I mean, this is Sermon on the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not... Wait, did he say brother's eye? Yeah. You're taking an internal family discussion
and applying it over a wide spectrum of people who aren't even in the conversation.
Right.
These people, the lost people... were not even part of this conversation, this Sermon on the Mount.
He's not talking to Egyptians and Romans and Greeks and Syrians and Arabs, not Jewish background. I'm talking about just Gentiles. He's not talking to Gentiles. He's talking about your brother's eye.
Right.
This is a family conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime somebody says, oh, you should not be judging.
But well, even there, if you just take verse 1 where it says, judge not that you be not judged, it almost, you can take that out of context and say, see, he says to judge is bad. And if you do something bad, God's going to do something bad to you. God will punish you with what you did to them.
That's right. So you calling me a sinner, you're calling my lifestyle wrong and evil. Have you read Matthew 7:1? Like, yeah, I have.
Yes, I have.
That's a family conversation.
Yeah, I don't think you've read it.
I don't think you have. You're taking it out of context.
Yeah. I think we've all met people who are like that, who they love to judge people and they love to point out the flaws in someone else, but then they don't understand that they're also entering that zone of judgment from God himself.
Now we're having a family conversation here. Okay.
Right.
So for the listeners, viewers, it has just shifted.
True.
Now we're talking amongst ourselves,
which
is, as a believer, yes, I have been to churches. Yes, I have been around Christians who are notorious for judging each other.
Mm-hmm.
And judging another believer.
Yeah.
Now, if it's doctrine, yes, be discerning.
Yeah.
Watch out. Make sure that you don't fall into an error. But judging someone, just know you're entering a judgment zone now.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you put on the judge's robe, just know at the same time God puts on his robe too.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
A believer judging another believer.
Mm-hmm.
When you enter into the judgment zone, God says, or Jesus said, who is God in flesh, in verse 2, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged.
I got the perfect out. I'm never going to confront sin. everybody can do what they want, and I won't be in any trouble at all. I can hear people right now like, not going to confront sin at all. I'm safe.
But it is interesting to me that the first part of the verse, verse 1, is quoted so much. Matthew 7:1, the judge not that you be not judged. But we tend to be very quiet when it gets to verse 2 because that puts it in an entirely different light. It puts it in an entirely different context.
I didn't know it applied to me.
Yeah. Well, it says, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. The assumption there is that you are judging.
Right.
You are doling out judgment.
That's right.
There's so much here, and this discussion is so helpful for us, especially when we think about judging. I know we've got a special guest on tomorrow's episode, but do you guys want to pick this up on Wednesday's episode?
Let's dig in on what we're talking about here. Why not?
Man, so good. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, if it was helpful for you in understanding what Jesus is talking about here, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and become part of our Clearview Today Show family. John, I've hinted at it a little bit. What's coming up tomorrow?
We got Big Stu coming to the studio.
He puts the stew in studio.
The president and CEO of the Truth Network, which is the network that Clearview Today is syndicated from. Stu Epperson. He's coming. He's coming, man. I get so excited when this
Truth
guy comes.
Truth Epperson.
I was about to say Truth Epperson. Stu Epperson is coming to the studio tomorrow to sit down with the Clearview Today team and talk about the history of broadcast. Man, just lots and lots of great things happening through that network. We're going to talk about it on tomorrow's episode.
So excited. Make sure you guys are here. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.